Number 19, 1 minute at 2:60. Ready. The Commission derived the notion of an imminent danger from the French text of the Convention, and it went on to suggest that when the ECHR in Lawless said that the Irish government reasonably deduced that the requisite state of affairs existed, it was using the language of a margin of appreciation. In the first case, the Commission at paragraph 136 has spoken of discretion in appreciating the threat to the life of the nation. The ECHR returned to this topic. From this important passage, the following principles can be derived. 1. Each contracting state has a responsibility for the life of its nation, so that it falls to the state to determine both whether the relevant emergency exists and how far it is necessary to go in attempting to overcome it. 2. The state is in a better position than an international judge to decide such questions, and a wide margin of appreciation must therefore be left to the national authorities in this matter. 3. This domestic margin of appreciation must be accompanied by a European supervision, but in exercising its supervision, the court must give appropriate weight to all relevant factors. When it came to apply this approach and make its own assessment, the ECHR considered, in the light of all the material before it, that there could be no doubt that a relevant public emergency existed at the relevant time.